all-new Jeopardy! Episode starts right now.
This is Jeopardy! Introducing today's contestants, a library programming associate from Ravenna, Ohio, Joanna Kraft. A middle school teacher from Burtonsville, Maryland, Steve DeWitt. And our returning champion, an attorney from Alexandria, Virginia, Zach Buford, whose one day cash winnings total $17,801. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. $17,801 because he happened to remember one of our lesser-known presidents, Franklin Pierce. It paid off handsomely for Zach. Steve and Joanna, welcome aboard and good luck. Let's go to work right now in the Jeopardy round, shall we? We will not keep you waiting any longer to reveal the categories. They are Civil War nicknames, followed by Name the Season, Home Improvement on TV, Emma Nation, interesting, Food of the Gods, and finally, Taking a Self-D. Those letters coming up in quotation marks, of course. Zach, start.
Let's do Civil War nicknames for 200.
Due to his propensity for digging trenches, Robert E. Lee got the nickname King of This Card Suit. Zach.
What are spades?
Yes.
Civil War nicknames for 400.
Adam Stovepipe Johnson got his alias when he disguised stovepipes as these weapons on the battlefield. Zach.
What are cannons?
Yeah.
Civil War nicknames for 600.
Some called this Confederate cavalry general Jeb, but others dubbed him Beauty during his early days. Joanna?
Who's Stewart?
Jeb Stewart, yes.
Name the season 200.
Earth Day. Steve.
What is spring?
Correct.
Civil War nicknames 800.
For his uniform color and his spooky elusiveness, Confederate Raider John Mosby was the gray this. Steve.
What is ghost?
You got him.
Let's go with Civil War nicknames 1000.
Answer there happens to be the Daily Double in the round. And you can risk any or all of that $1,000 you have just accumulated.
Let's make it a true Daily Double, Alex.
All right. On his way to Savannah, you might have heard Union troops calling him Uncle Billy.
Who is William Tecumseh Sherman?
You have just doubled your score. You're at 2,000 and in the lead.
Let's do Taking a Self-D, 200.
SpaceX rockets are programmed to do this if they veer off course after launch. Zach?
What is self-destruct?
That's it.
Self-D for 400.
Bartitsu and Krav Maga are systems of this. Zach.
What is self-defense?
Right.
Let's try Food of the Gods for 200.
The Mayan god Ecchua was in charge of this bean product. Not so sweet in those times. Zach.
What's cacao?
Cacao, yeah, chocolate.
Food of the Gods for 400.
How do you like them, these fruits Idun provided to Norse gods? Loki sure did when he arranged for their theft. Joanna.
What are apples?
Yes.
Home Improvement, 200.
An open concept will work. So let's knock down that wall with Drew and Jonathan. The property these. Steve.
What are brothers?
Brothers, yeah.
Let's go Taking a Self-D, 600.
I'm not touching that martini, even though I'd really enjoy it. I'm practicing a bit of this. Steve.
What is self-denial?
Yeah.
Same category, 800.
I know you're doing it for laughs, but stop being so this. Overly modest and critical of yourself. From the Latin for prey. Steve?
What is self-deprecating?
That's it.
Same category, 1,000.
It's an action by someone with a fiduciary duty to a corporation that benefits his own bank account, not the corporation. Zach?
What is self-dealing?
That's it.
Let's go back to Food of the Gods for 600.
The Egyptian fertility god Min dined on lettuce, believed to be this, any food that stimulates desire. Zach?
What is an aphrodisiac?
Yes, that's what they thought lettuce was. We're all going to start eating lettuce from now on. All right, we're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Joanna Pratt is a library program associate from Ohio who went to Las Vegas with a couple of her pals and tried to deceive people, I understand. What were you guys up to?
We were joking, and one of them called me a Contessa, and someone next to me heard it and told the person behind the counter, who then told the people down the way, so it got all around, that I was a Contessa from an obscure European country to be named later, so.
And did you get a free suite out of it, or a free meal at least?
We might have gotten some swag, so.
Okay, good for you. Way to make it work. Steve DeWitt, middle school teacher from Maryland, went parachuting and was about to panic when what happened?
So when you first start to learn, they give you a helmet that has headphones in it, and so the person down on the ground that's spotting you can kind of like coach you a little bit. So when I first jumped out, my parachute lines were tangled up significantly.
Ah.
And of course up there, I'm freaking out, yelling on, going like this, and then over my headphone, I hear, "Take it easy, jumper number one. Looks like you got a little tangle in your lines. Why don't you see if you can go ahead and get that fixed?" So then when I landed, I found him out. I found the guy, and I said, "Man, you were so calm." And he's like, "Well, we found it doesn't help." We go, "Jumper number one, fix your lines or you're going to die." So I was like, "That's true." I would have probably just passed out at that point up there.
Yeah. Okay. Zach Newkirk is an attorney. He's our new champion. And he has an ambition for the next few years. And what is that goal with regard to literature?
Oh, it'd be nice to read a book from every country.
But you didn't start off with the right piece of work.
Tried to start out with Russia and War and Peace, but that took a long time.
Yeah.
Off to a very slow start.
That'll slow you down a great deal. All right, you're in command of the board. Go ahead, make a selection.
Food of the Gods for 800.
The blood of Kvasir was the origin of a type of this honey wine that gave wisdom and poetic inspiration to those who drank it. Joanna?
What is mead?
Mead, that's right.
Name the season 400.
Daylight saving time ends in 2020. Steve.
What is autumn?
Autumn, yes, November 1st.
Let's go home improvement for 400.
Karen and Mina attack homes like surgeons, unafraid to use an open concept on a place with good these, the show's title. Zach.
What are bones?
Bones, yeah, good
home,
bones.
Home improvement for 600.
In February of 1979, on Boston's WGBH, Bob Vila took on a reno at a Victorian in Dorchester in the first season of this show. Joanna.
What is this old house?
Yes.
Name the season 600.
National Hangover Day. Think about it, a half sec. You'll get it. Joanna.
What is spring?
No. Zach.
What is winter?
Yes, January 1st.
Name the season for 800.
Burning Man. Joanna.
What is summer?
Correct.
Name the season 1000.
Ash Wednesday. Joanna.
What is spring?
No. Zach.
What's winter?
Winter, yes, late February.
Home Improvement 800.
Episodes of Tidying Up with This Home Makeover Maven included Sparking Joy After a Loss and Tidying with Toddlers. And the lady is Marie Kondo. Back to you, Zach.
Home Improvement 1000.
Nicole Curtis habitually saves Detroit homes from demolition on this do-it-yourself show that can build a very different 12 steps. And it's called Rehab Addict. Zach.
Emanation 200.
In 2013, this actress turned down the title role in Cinderella. She was a different Disney heroine 4 years later. Steve.
Who is Emma Watson.
Correct. Less than a minute now.
Food of the Gods 1000.
To maintain their immortality, the Greek gods drank nectar and ate this. Joanna.
What is honey?
No. Steve.
What is ambrosia?
Correct.
Emanation 400.
In 1919, the United States deported anarchist Emma Goldman to this country. Steve.
What is Israel?
No. Joanna.
What is Great Britain?
No. Zach.
What's Germany?
No. The Soviet Union. Soviet right. Union. Back to you, Steve.
Emanation 600.
Diana Rigg's character on this show got her name from the Man Appeal, or M Appeal, the producers wanted. The show was called The Avengers, and her character's name was Emma Peel. Steve.
Emanation 800.
In 1821, Emma Willard opened what's now the Emma Willard School. An early student was this daughter of Judge Daniel Cady. Zach.
Who's Elizabeth Cady Stanton?
That's right. No. Well, we won't get to that last clue. And Joanna is the one going first in Double Jeopardy, trying to catch up after this. Joanna knows the time has come for her to make the big move here in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories. Catholic nations. Literary title beverages, followed by military idioms. Three names in classic rock. Earth, wind, and fire. Blood, sweat, and cheers. Joanna, start.
Literary title beverages for 400.
Okakura Kakutsu's classic work, The Book of This Beverage, explores its history and place in Asian culture. Steve.
What is tea?
Yes.
Earth, wind, and fire, 400.
About 80% of energy released by quakes comes from events with epicenters in the Circumpacific Belt, also known as this, also known as a Johnny Cash tune. Joanna.
What is Ring of Fire?
Yes.
Title beverage is 800.
Rusty Nail and Bloody Mary are titles in the series about this police detective whose name sounds like Tennessee whiskey. Steve.
What is Jack Daniels?
Correct.
Earth, wind, and fire, 800.
Go to HispanicFederation.org to help this island hit by 155 mile per hour winds in a 2017 hurricane and a 6.4 earthquake in 2020. Steve.
Where is Haiti?
No. Joanna.
What is Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico is the island, yeah.
Literary beverages, 1200.
Laura Esquivel's bestseller, Like Water for Chocolate, takes place in this country around the turn of the 20th century. Zach.
What is Mexico?
Right.
Catholic nations for 400.
The country with the highest population of Catholics is this South American one with about 123 million. Zach?
What is Brazil?
Right.
Nations for 800.
St. Columba's House and St. Kevin's Kitchen are two historic churches in this European nation that's about 80% Catholic. And that nation is Ireland. Back to you, Zach.
Catholic nations for 1,200.
Cardinal Jaime Sin was from this predominantly Catholic Asian country of 109 million. Zach?
What are the Philippines?
Yes.
Catholic nations for 1,600.
Around 35 million are Catholic in this African nation, once called Zaire, that gained its independence from Belgium in 1960. Zach.
What's the Democratic Republic of Congo?
Yeah.
Catholic nations for 2,000.
You have just uncovered the first of the Daily Double in building a handsome lead.
Let's do 3,000.
Three it is. This birthplace of a late 20th century pope dates its beginning as a Catholic nation to the year 966.
What is Poland?
Poland is right.
Military idioms for 400.
Having these items on the ground means soldiers have been deployed to a hostile environment. Zach.
What are boots?
Boots, yes.
Idioms for 800.
Getting in trouble is called catching this, a type of anti-aircraft gun. Joanna.
What is flak?
Flak, yes.
Military idioms, 1200.
Referring to a clock position, if a soldier says he's got your this number, he's watching your back. Steve.
What is your six?
Yes.
Earth, wind, and fire, 1200.
Keep going back to that one. Wind erosion in this rugged 2,000 square mile area of the Dakotas has unearthed a large number of fossils. Joanna?
What are the Black Hills?
No. Zach?
What are the Badlands?
Badlands, right.
Military idioms for 1,600.
Answer. The other Daily Double.
Just 2,000.
Two? All right. Meaning a choice to use atomic weapons, it was applied by Trent Lott to a drastic change in Senate rules.
What is a nuclear option?
That's it.
Military idioms for 2,000.
By tradition, you can fool an enemy ship with a fake flag until battle begins. Then you have to show your these. Zach.
What are colors?
Colors, your true colors.
Yes.
Literary title beverages for 1,600, please.
Are you there, vodka? It's me, this comedian and talk show host, and her collection of personal stories and witticisms. Joanna.
Who's Chelsea Handler?
Yep.
Literary for 2000.
Naturally, apple picking is featured in this 1985 John Irving novel. Steve?
What is Cider House Rules?
Yes.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears for 400.
This Minnesota-based clinic says, as a general goal, aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate physical activity every day. Joanna.
What's the Mayo Clinic?
That's it.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears for 800.
Do you even lift? 350, bro, lying on my back, doing this exercise, pushing weight from chest level to arm's length. Steve.
What is the bench press?
Yeah.
Let's go Blood, Sweat, and Cheers for 2,000.
Plyo is short for this type of exercise that used to be called jump training. Use its box for squats and push-ups. Steve.
What is plyometrics?
That's it.
Let's go Blood, Sweat, and Cheers for 1,600.
Stand, squat, hands on the floor, kick both feet behind you, do a push-up, legs forward, and jump to do one of these. But don't belch. Zach.
What is a burpee?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Earth, Wind, and Fire for 1,600, please.
Much of the business district in this New Zealand capital lies on reclaimed land after an 1855 earthquake raised its harbor bed. Zach.
What is Wellington?
Yes.
Earth, Wind, and Fire for 2,000.
A mass of oily rags that doesn't let the heat dissipate. Oxidation, raising the temperature inside, and boom! You get this two-word phenomenon. Joanna.
What is spontaneous combustion?
Yes.
Classic Rock 2000.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears never tired of singing, "What goes up must come down." This title object got to go round. Joanna.
What's the spinning wheel?
Good.
1,600, three names.
Earth, Wind, and Fire covered this Beatles tune that begins, "I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there." Gotta get you into my life. Joanna.
Classic Rock 1200.
The late great Neil Peart joined Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson in this band in 1974. Joanna.
What's Rush?
Rush is right, and with that you get to 8200. It's coming down to final, folks. Notable British names is what you get to deal with when we come back after this.
A Camel and a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Notable British names. That's the subject for our final Jeopardy today, players. Here is your clue. Published in 1881, the formation of vegetable mold through the actions of worms was his last and one of his best-selling books. 30 seconds. Good luck. Joanna, if I'm correct, I saw you write down your response rather quickly. I'm going to make the assumption it's the right response. Let's take a look. You wrote down, who is Charles Darwin, and you are correct. What'll that do to your score? That'll double it to 16,400. You're now in second place as we go to Steve. Did he come up with Charles Darwin? No, he picked Alexander Fleming instead. It'll cost him 10,401, dropping him to 799. Over to Zach now. Good champion. Won big last time. Has 21,600. Came up with Darwin. Will win this game with how much money? 5199 more. That's 26,799 and a two-day total of 44,600. Very impressive once again, Zach. And thanks to all three of you. Good game. I enjoyed it. I hope you did. And you as well. See you next time.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
Another all-new Jeopardy episode tomorrow.